I just think people can't handle the fact that a guy who decided to be a rapper and entertainer is getting handed a honorary degree. Howard has got a lot of people that think, I would say in some circles, believe a little too highly of themselves. But at the same time, you look at this guy, Forbes list, $700 million, and we're not talking about super old money. This guy is up, you know, $120 million up from last year. You're talking about a guy that's got an Academy Award. You're talking about a guy who simply is the embodiment of a certain part of the culture for his generation. He is absolutely a good person to be speaking at a commencement speech. And to that student who says, I don't know what he's going to tell me, he's going to tell you how to make something out of nothing, which is exactly what he did. I think it's ridiculous that anybody would have a problem with this.
That's true. Most of what we know does not come from college, but at the same time, there are people who say, not everyone's going to be a big music star, not everyone's going to be a pro athlete, so you need to really preach this importance of education, and that's really not something he can do, at least from a college education standpoint.
Yeah, that could be, but, you know, again, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and I think what he speaks to is drive. You know, his motivation towards getting to where he is, I think, is something that, as far as education, is just as important as well. And listen, I was at the GW commencement speech 2 years ago. My sister was getting her PhD. Brian Williams spoke there. He went to GW for one semester. And part of what he talked about was, you know what? You kids out in this crowd are probably smarter in a book sense than I'm ever going to be. But it was the desire to get to where he wanted to and to pursue his goals that he was trying to preach to the students, not necessarily anything having to do with a piece of paper that got handed.
And there was no outrage over that, I assume.
Not that I recall.
Do you think, as you look at the rather impressive list of speakers that Howard has had at their commencement exercises, do you think you have to be at a certain level, a certain stature in order to follow that impressive list? Is that where some of this is coming from?
Maybe, but again, to me, Sean Combs is impressive just because he doesn't exist in the same realm as a lot of these other people. And listen, Howard has way bigger problems and image issues than just who's speaking at their commencement address. Let's be real about this scenario. So if they're going to start acting indignant about the fact that full-blown millionaires who are very popular and positive influences in America are not good enough for their campus, that just doesn't make any sense to me.